When I was growing up, when I was asked what I wanted to do with my life or what I wanted to be when I grew up, I didn't really know. And that continued into high school. And into high school, there's all that stress as kids get to their senior year. It's like, what am I gonna do with the rest of my life? Oh no. And I eventually realized, okay, I like math and science. I should look into engineering. And I went to college at the University of Findlay, and I was studying environmental management, and I was just kind of going through the motions. But thankfully, my parents had set a good example at home of at least living out the faith and attending Mass and praying some together at home, and that continued for me by God's grace, and I made the faith my own. And I was still kept going through the motions my junior year, just forging ahead, and I was co-oping, and I was working at a BP chemical plant in Lima as my co-op, and not really liking it, but thinking, well, things will be different later on when I have a full-time job, things like that. But I would go to the YMCA at lunchtime, and there's a group of guys that ran every day at lunch, and I was able to go through BP to go there for free. And I went, and like the first time I went, there was this, all the guys were like middle-aged, except for this one guy was younger, and they called him Father Mike right away. I'm like, oh, here's a younger guy. He's doing something I like. He seems kind of normal. And so it kind of caught my attention. And eventually, probably after a couple months, as I kept going back to run with those guys, nice group of guys, he just asked, as he got to know me better, he just asked one day, he said, have you ever thought about being a priest? And I said, no. Well, I didn't say it that way, I just said no. But in my mind, I'm thinking, whoa, why did he ask me? I'm ashamed to say this, but my reaction internally was, am I weird? Is there something wrong with me? I mean, I'm ashamed to say that, but that was my initial reaction. But at the same time, it's like, wow. After he asked me, it just stuck with me. I kept thinking about it. I thought, gosh, I need to actually think about what God wants for me, not just what I want for my life. So from that day, I began to pray just that God would let me know what he wanted me to do and then give me the strength to follow him, whatever that would be. And so through a period of a few years, just continuing to pray and trying to be open, I eventually realized as it stuck with me, it's like, well, I've got to figure something out here. I've got to at least give this a try. So I got enough courage actually through the help of a Baptist friend because I continued through college, went to grad school, started working, and a good friend of mine at work, a Baptist friend, I confided in her and I said, well, I've been thinking about maybe being a priest for a few years. And she's like, you gotta talk to a priest. And so it kind of got the things rolling, and I talked to the vocation director, and I came to the realization that what God wanted for me is what I really wanted. That was the deepest desire of my heart as well. And in this, I bring this all up because this weekend is Good Shepherd Sunday, and it's also World Day of Prayer for vocations. And Jesus makes it very clear what he wants of each and every one of us in the gospel, because he says, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. He calls us to listen to him, to hear his voice, to know him better, and to follow him. He makes it very, very clear. That's what he asks of all of us. Because our first vocation is a vocation through our baptism, and that's to holiness. All of us are called to holiness, to know Jesus better, to follow him, to surrender and give our lives over him, to put him in the very center of our lives. And Jesus being the lens of every decision and that we make, every action that we take in our lives should be through the lens of Jesus. And as St. Paul said in his letter to the Galatians, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. When we get to that point where Christ more fully lives in us, we're on that road to holiness. And so Jesus calls us all in this special way to holiness, to follow him more closely, to be his disciples. Bishop Thomas, if you had heard his homily to the deanery, or he's repeated this many, 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 many times, is that we pray for holy disciples, holy families, and holy vocations become a holy diocese of Toledo. But holy disciples, we are called to follow Jesus. We are called to be disciplined. The word discipline and disciple are related to each other, that yes, each day we seek to know the Lord more. Each day we seek to follow him more closely and to order our lives to him. And holy disciples form holy families, and through holy families and through as a church, as we are more generous in responding to Jesus' call in our own lives, that encourages holy vocations, not only to the priesthood and consecrated life, which are so important for the church, but we must remember too that marriage is a vocation to holiness, because every vocation is ordered to lead others to heaven. And we all have that common vocation of holiness. So Jesus, yes, he is our good shepherd. He is the one that we are called to follow. He leads us, but we are called to be more fully united to him first, and then generously respond to his call in our lives, and that will inspire and encourage others to follow Jesus in their particular vocations. And that generous response of us is so important. Yes, we do need to continue to pray for holy vocations. Yes, the priesthood, the consecrated life, for holy marriages. But that includes praying for our brothers and our sisters, our grandsons and granddaughters, our sons and daughters, our nieces and nephews, that they would be open to God's call. Because when we follow his call, when we follow what he wants us to be, what he wants us to do, that's truly where we find joy and we find beauty. And we find that fullness and that wholeness in the body of Christ and in the family of God, where we more fully are strengthened to be able to follow Jesus together as his disciples. So we continue those prayers, and that continues also in us, all of us who have already have found our life vocation. We're still called to grow in holiness. We're still called to respond more generously to God's call in our lives each day. Again, to surrender and abandon our lives over to Jesus more and more each day. Because he all calls us, yes, to listen to him, to follow him, and to know him. And here at this altar, he strengthens us to do all those things so that we can make him known to the world.